You're listening to the Jay and Chul Show podcast, Star FM.
Airbnb has released a list of the most popular destinations for couples to stay this Valentine's Day.
And can I just say, in at number one is Blenheim, my hometown in New Zealand.
This is blowing my mind, because ever since I've known you, you've been bagging the crap out of Blenheim.
Oh, Blenheim's all right.
Yeah, that's not what she said a little while ago.
It's like I leave a little trail of love everywhere I go, because number two...
Coffs Harbour. I can't believe this. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know whether because you left Blenheim, everyone's flooding there now.
No. I'm just doing my job of getting the love in the town. But let's talk about Coffs, because that's some really exciting stuff.
It's so good. In fact, joining us on the show this morning, Eva Ross from Airbnb. Eva, we are stoked Coffs Harbour came in number two on that list of everywhere.
Yeah, very exciting. So on Airbnb in 2015, more than 40 million people travelled and stayed across 190 countries around the world. And they've stayed in all sorts of places, from igloos to castles to treehouses and private islands. So there's more than 2 million romantic places for people to celebrate this love-filled holiday on Airbnb. But we had a look and we went to see what were the top places that couples were heading to this year. And it turns out that Coffs Harbour has seen 69% growth in guests that are couples that are traveling for Valentine's Day. So that's wonderful news. I can see why everyone would want to... go and visit the beautiful subtropical climate of Coffs.
So why do you reckon it is that people love coming to Coffs?
Well, I'd imagine there'll be quite a few couples visiting the Big Banana for Valentine's Day. Not to mention, I mean, you've got fabulous, tranquil rainforests, clean, uncrowded beaches. And it's just a wonder that so many people be flocking to Coffs for that lovely weekend.
Yeah, personally, I don't think we'll see too many people outside the bedroom this Valentine's Day here in Coffs. Look, one last question for you, Eva. We have Airbnb all over the globe. We're talking about thousands of people travelling every single day. Are we finding a growing number of Australians are wanting to stay domestically, stay and visit our country?
I think absolutely. I mean, we've got so many beautiful places locally, and we're seeing more and more people just take domestic trips and really make the most of what we have on our coastlines. And I'd love them to encourage them to do that.
Eva Ross from Airbnb, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning.
Thank you.
Check out more podcasty awesomeness from the Jay and Chul Show now at starfmcoffs.com.au.